Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone, and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you. From coast to coast, it's the nation's number one home improvement radio show and podcast with certified kitchen designer Eric G. and co-host John Dudley. A former contractor and online technology expert, delivering real fixes, smart tech, and trusted advice. Remodels, repairs, energy savings, smart homes, DIY. We've got your answers. It's Around the House. Dive in and get inspired.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Eric G. John Dudley, good to see you, my friend.
What's happening, brother?
Man, I am still inspired from last week's show talking with Art Edmonds and all of his stuff that he's doing. I just love that level of goodness. And maybe that show wasn't for everybody out there, but I tell you what, just hearing what they're doing and all the good people out there, it's just left me in a positive attitude for spring.
You just asked about my call with Josh, and we had exactly that conversation. And I told him about Art's TV show coming out, and he's in radio, right? We're talking about news shows and how negative it can be. And I was like, man, and he was talking about where they land in the middle. And I was like, isn't that what we all just want? Like, we know the truth, and let's take the divisiveness out of everything. And great convo with him about exactly what Art's show is based on and how much we really need that, more of that type of message in the world right now.
Always. Amen, brother. Amen. Yeah. And I wanted to keep it positive in this first hour of the show today and talk about our favorite tools. You come from the contractor side of things, and I come from the designer DIYer kind of side of things, because I've been a contractor, but really you're the one that was out there doing stuff like that. And I was doing more of the design and sales stuff than I was swinging hammers. But at the same point, sometimes that right tool for the job can make it so much more enjoyable, because I think everybody's been stuck with that really bad tool and you're like, oh, if I only just had, and you don't want to throw it, but you should.
Yeah. So. That happens when you are over at somebody else's house and they're like, hey, you're a contractor. Do you think you could, here, I have a drill or whatever. And it, you're like, that's not a drill, but let's try. Okay,
it's some like 4-volt plug-in thing from 25 years ago.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. And looks like a toy.
Looks like a toy.
You know, probably a toy.
And it's so funny because I'm on social media all the time with tool stuff. And it's so funny how the Milwaukee and the Milwaukee versus Alt versus Milwaukee. And then you've got the Makitas and then the Ryobi, which everybody makes fun of your contractor with the Ryobis these days. You're now the butt of the jokes there of, oh, you got the homeowner tools.
You know what's funny? Everybody made fun of Ryobi back when I was still doing it. And I bought a Ryobi stuff, and it was their impact drive. Yeah, there was nothing wrong with some of the Ryobi stuff. So
what happened for you, though, is the tools were getting stolen out of your van so quickly, there wasn't a chance for it to go bad.
I was making fun of the guys paying too much money because they wanted all their tools to be yellow. I'm like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, and I get that. I get that to some extent. And I've got both. Actually, I've got lots of Milwaukee, but I've got my Shure DeWalt, and I've even got some Bosch, like my big battery powered chop saw is a Bosch, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
So
my Bosch roto hammer, priceless.
Absolutely.
Best ever.
Absolutely. Best ever. Johnny, we need to get out and do our segment here for the Red Wing. We got to do our safety tip. So let's run out to that real quick, and we'll be right back after this message.
Hey, guys, this is Eric G from Around the House with a quick safety tip that can save you a trip to the ER. Before you even plug in, always inspect your drill, saw, or sander. Unplug it first, remove the battery when changing bits or blades. That prevents nasty accidental starts. Now, wear properly fitted clothing. Avoid loose sleeves, shirts, or jackets that can easily get caught in spinning bits or blades. The right fitting gear, like the new clothing line from Red Wing, will keep you safe and moving freely. Clamp your workpiece down tight so it doesn't kick back at you. Stand steady, use both hands for full control, and clear the clutter from your workspace to avoid trips. When you're done, store tools in their cases or designated spots. Never leaving batteries on the charger, and always follow the manufacturer's instructions. From weekend shelves to job site cuts, power tools are great allies when you treat them with respect. Stay focused, skip the distractions, and you'll create masterpieces instead of bruises. Handle with care, guys, and stay safe out there. This project safety segment is proudly brought to you by Red Wing. This month, Red Wing is launching their brand new clothing line built for the way you actually work. Same legendary durability you trust in their boots, now in shirts and hoodies that move with you. Breathe when you sweat and stand up to the real jobs around the house or on the site. Comfortable enough for all-day wear, tough enough to keep you protected. Check out the new collection at redwingshoes.com or your local Red Wing store today. Red Wing, gear that works as hard as you do.
All right, guys. I love Red Wing, those guys. They've got such great new stuff out there. Check them out. I thought we'd talk about our favorite tools, and I wanted to start out with one that I just absolutely love. And we're going to get into the normal stuff, but I always like to start out with at least one is what I would call, I don't know, let's call it something that's out of the ordinary. And my favorite out of the ordinary tool is made by Grabo, and it's a vacuum suction cup that's battery powered. So yeah, this thing is about the size of an oval dinner plate, almost, like decent size. You put it up against something, it could be glass. It is great for removing windows. It's great for installing mirrors. I love it for carrying sheetrock or OSB or
scaling buildings
because,
at night.
I can scale, but you probably could scale buildings at night. It's totally not in the instructions for you to do that.
So. I'll go full Spider-Man on you.
Yep. Mount them to your shoes. And they've got other stuff too. They've got them even for getting rough objects if you were doing patio pavers or something. But for tile setters to homeowners, I think it's so brilliant. And Grabo makes them. They're out there. They also, for all you yellow tool guys, Grabo makes them out there as well, under the DeWalt. So they co-branded with DeWalt. So if you want it yellow that fits a DeWalt battery, they do that as well.
And I'm going to make fun of you.
If that's what you want, you know. But I tell you what, it's a great tool. And I use it so much for carrying stuff around. It's just the easy button. And it's not like one of the pump suction cups you see the glass guys use that you have to pump it and it stays there. This will automatically adjust the vacuum pressure. So if you're really refining, it starts like a little bit of a leak, it'll kick on and get it. So it's just an extra tool. So check out Grabo. That's an easy one, and it's way fun. Anything that makes lifting and carrying easier, I'm in.
Yeah, I used to call them laborers, but...
That too, but when you're doing it by yourself, which so many times we are.
Yeah, yeah.
It's easy to have that extra hand or a better way to hold on to something. So
yeah, I've pulled some ridiculous nonsense trying to move things that I had no business trying to move by myself.
Dude.
If I prop this up on here and leverage this with that and this, yeah.
Or just you framing up the carriage house and doing that, or me building my 24 by 32 garage and I had a loft upstairs and I'm up there 26 feet in the air trying to set the main beam. And of course the gable ends are just flying around and I had ropes and one section of scaffolding and that's how we did it. And
keeps it exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Could I have gotten a boom truck? Absolutely. Would that have been way too much on the easy factor? Absolutely. Was it a mistake? Yeah. 1,000%.
But here you are. You made it.
Yeah, I was 25. There's a lot of things we did at 25 that I won't do at 55.
Yeah, we won't go there.
You know, another one I think, and we'll jump into one of yours. I'll do two of mine here, then we'll do yours next segment here. But another one to me is a really good quality impact and drill driver set. Just that dual set of, man, I need to sink some deck screws to drill a hole to have something there to really do something to make it work. And I think that's really cool. Johnny, we're going to have to go out to break here in a second, but I think just having that quality impact drill driver set with enough batteries to actually do something, have enough batteries to go through the cycle that if you're drilling or doing something that you can have a fast enough battery and charger to putting a roof on a house, maybe you're putting in some sheet metal roofing up there and you want to be able to sink screws, have enough batteries to get through that and you'll be good as gold, because otherwise it seems that you're just waiting on batteries. And I think that's the worst feeling in the world when you want to get stuff done and you don't have a battery to get through it.
It just is.
And to some of your choices, we'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns.
To find out more about us, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and make sure to follow us on social media. Around the House will be right back. We are just getting started. Hey America, get ready to rock the locks. This September 25th through the 27th, the biggest rock festival in the Pacific Northwest explodes at Big River Golf Course in Umatilla, Oregon. 3 full days of non-stop live rock with over 25 bands on 2 stages, including headliners Godsmack, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Simple Plan. Plus Daughtry, Theory of a Dead Man, Tesla, Seven Dust, Candlebox, Dorothy, Jackal, Cowboy Mouth, and many more. Camping, food trucks, beer gardens, riverfront vibes. It's all ages fun for the whole family. And here's something special. You can hang out with Eric G. from Around the House all weekend long. Tickets and camping passes are on sale right now at rockthelocks.org. That's rockthelocks.org. Don't miss it. Pack your bags, grab your friends, and come from anywhere across the country to rock the locks. Tickets are selling fast. Eric G. will see you there.
Quick question. How long does it take you to put together a contractor estimate? If it's more than 5 minutes, you're probably losing jobs to whoever gets there first. We built InstaBid after losing a $13,000 job because my quote was too slow. Now I generate a professional PDF estimate, real Home Depot pricing, real labor costs for your zip code in under 5 minutes. Painters, roofers, all the trades. Try it free at instabid.pro. Use code ATH50 for 50% off your first month. That's instabid.pro, code ATH50.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Hey, if you want to find out more about us, head over to the website at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. And don't forget, we have got our closed group, which is Around the House Nation on Facebook as well. And then make sure to follow us on social media. Well, Johnny and I have been talking about here our favorite tools, basically our top 10 tools that we like to use. Coming from him as a contractor and me as a designer, remodeler, homeowner, the things that we all like to have that makes life just a little bit easier out there. Johnny, what's your first one that you just go, man, this was one of my go-tos?
Honestly, and it's going to sound silly and it's going to sound simple. It's not as cool as Spider-Man cups that you can scale a building with, but nothing could replace my hammer, as goofy as that sounds. Like,
no.
I used my hammer for everything from splitting wood. And I'll tell you why. It's the most used tool on any remodel job. Thing I might as well have slept with it. It was always in my hand, and comfort, yep, and balance and how the handle felt. Like, I took care of that thing like a good pair of Italian shoes. Like, sand it down.
All right,
it,
now
claws, like all, yep, that stuff, man. Like, it was my baby. Sounds silly and simple, but my hammer was number one.
Hammers are complex, and I almost say they're like a contractor's girlfriend or boyfriend. It is such a personal thing, because
that's what I say. It's like my baby. Yeah,
it is. Now, and I'm talking about the choices. The choices are so important. There are people that have to have the wood handle. There are people, yep, that have to have the steel handle that you've seen out there for framing hammers that have the leather handle around it. There's the like what I've got, the titanium stilettos with the titanium handle. How you have that hammer configured is such, how many ounces? Yep. It is such a personal experience.
Yeah, it really is. It's like a good pair of shoes. It's like a, I don't know how, it's like a good guitar. That's how I can explain it, right?
There we go.
Like, it just feels a certain way in your hand. It's got the right balance. You know exactly what it's going to do. I could use my framing hammer like a finish hammer. I could literally put in little tiny finish nails on cabinetry and not leave a mark. That may sound, maybe there's probably eight people out there that know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know. I do. But especially, man, if you've got a waffle head framer, you got to hit it perfect.
That's the fine tuning that, I don't know, I loved. Yeah.
Okay. So how would you, if you were going to build a hammer right now, how would you configure that?
I would go back to my old stiletto with the wood handle and 24 ounce. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It
probably something like that. It's been a bit, but that's probably it.
Yeah. It was a whacker, right? I mean, it's so silly, right? You just get all.
No, it's not though. It's such a personal preference. Like,
I could sink a 16 penny nail in one hit with this thing. Bam. Or I could put a finish nail in a cabinet. Like,
absolutely.
It's your Swiss Army knife, man. It does everything. It drags stuff. It cuts stuff.
Magic. With my shoulders, elbows, and everything else that I've had worked on and everything else out there over the years, I have gone to the titanium stiletto with the titanium handle and with a just all one piece like that. And I went to that because I like the lightness of it. It's just a little easier on the body. And I like some of the things that they've done now. One, you can unscrew the head off of it. So if you want it to be a framer or finish, you're just jumping in there with a tool real quick and swapping the end out. And so when you bash the framer, so there's no waffle left on it, it's just kind of, you can see some minor hash marks in it from where it was left. Yeah. Now you can get the replacement piece and not mess with your trusted hammer.
Yep.
And then they came out with some cool accessories. They have pushover rubber caps on the end. So if you're trying to nudge something over without marring the surface, it is awesome for that.
Nice.
So you can be doing, what I liked it for is if you're going to be doing hardwood flooring, or if you're going to be doing like cedar ceilings and things like that, where it's more of a shiplap or a tongue and groove, you can tap it in without destroying it.
Yeah, right.
And so those kind of things are kind of handy, but man, hammers. That's why when you walk into Home Depot, there's not like four hammers. There's 200 there, because everybody has to have their version of it.
Yeah. There you go. That's my number one pick.
Nice. That's a good one.
You could talk fancy stuff all day, but for me, that was the most important one. And a good impact driver. And I liked my Ryobi ones. And again, it was a comfort thing. It was how they felt. It was the weight of them. They were balanced well. And I had every brand out there and tried every brand out there. And for some reason, I don't know, it's just, for a carpenter, it's how it feels in your hand, right? Again, it's the balancing. Yeah. I'm talking about my hammer, and I can still feel how that hammer felt in my hand. That sounds wacky, but.
No, but it's not.
It's again, it's like shoes. It's, I don't know.
Well, here's something interesting. Okay. You think of what tool brands are, what makes, you know, who makes what tool brands? Did you know that Ryobi and DeWalt are actually from the same parent company?
Yeah, but don't.
Actually, not DeWalt, in Milwaukee, sorry. So you have, that's TTI. So Milwaukee, Stiletto, you've got Ryobi. All those are under the same umbrella, which is pretty interesting. You get into it. And the same thing. Great example. I got a little spreadsheet here that I have here. So if you look at TTI, for instance, so they have Milwaukee, Rigid, Hoover, Stiletto, Homelight, Hart, Ryobi, Dirt Devil, Empire Levels, AEG, Oric, and Vax.
Wow.
That's all under there. Then if you go over to Stanley Black & Decker, you've got MTD, Club Cadet, Troy Bilt, Wolf. You got all these outdoor lawn care stuff. But then you get into power tools, DeWalt, Stanley, Irwin, Proto, Lennox, Lista, Sidchrome, never heard of, Porter Cable, Bostitch, Black & Decker, Mac Tools, Craftsman, and many more. Craftsman, one other Stanley thing that I noticed.
Now you're going Sears on me.
I know it. Well, not that Sears isn't around anymore. They're gone.
Yeah, I know. But and actually, I'm going to take back the Ryobi bit because I really loved my Porter Cable drills as well.
So here's what's funny. If you take the Porter Cable, the DeWalt, the Black & Decker, the Craftsman, and you take the same model of drill and take those all apart, inside of them, they are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Now, so there could so be many differences of specs to those, right? Maybe the DeWalt has the best quality part, but you could almost make your own Frankenstein with all those and put them back together and do that. And I did that a number of years ago. It could be a little different now, but that's one of those things that you look at it and go, you can tear those things apart and do it. And even Bosch, which is another one out there when you think about it, Bosch has Diablo, Dremel, Vermont, American, across the Bosch tools, Freud, Diablo, all those different brands in their RotoZip. You know, there's only just a handful of major tool brands out there when it comes to all tools. And you can back count those on your two hands. And now you have the parent companies for the 100 plus tool brands out there. So it's interesting how they've all kind of come together like that to do that. But even Apex Tool Group has stuff like Wiss, Crescent, Weller, and all those kind of gear wrench and all those kind of hand tools there. Where Chevron has Cobalt, which you see in the house brand for Lowe's, to Flex, to Go, to Skill Saw, Ego. So again, those things you go, wow, it's not that really too many tool brands out there. When you look at it, that there's only probably a dozen companies that are designing these from the beginning. So kind of interesting. All right, we come back. Let's dive into more tool talk. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Beauty meets intelligence with Baldwin, engineered by a level lock, where luxury hardware meets smart technology. All the timeless elegance of a traditional deadbolt. Now, with the smart system hidden inside the door. No bulky hardware, no visible batteries, just beautifully crafted solid brass. Unlock with your phone, keypad, or even a classic key. Let guests in remotely, seamlessly, every time. Advanced Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and Matter compatible. Powerful performance without changing how your door looks. Security, convenience, and stunning design working together perfectly. Baldwin by Level Lock. Luxury unclocked. Check it out for yourself at baldwinhardware.com/level or your favorite hardware showroom. Hey guys, it's Eric G from Around the House, and I am thrilled to announce that our massive back catalog, nearly 1,900 episodes packed with home improvement tips, DIY hacks, and expert advice, is now available for free. Dive into years of inspiration to tackle on your next project. And just a heads up, some podcast players limit how far back you can go. So if you can't find it all, just head straight over to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com, and listen to every episode there. Don't miss out. Start binging today. And thanks for tuning in to Around the House. Welcome back to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining us today. If you want to find out more about us, just head over to the website aroundthehouseonline.com. Johnny, before we get back to our tools, I wanted to talk about something interesting that we had. We did this poll over on Around the House Nation, and that's our closed group over there, our private group. Easy to just jump over, just search up Around the House Nation on Facebook. But we had a really cool poll that I put up. What do they want to hear more about? And the winner on that poll was more remodeling tips. So we're going to work on that. I did say, though, Noah, that added more cowbell. We can work on that.
Yeah. Nice.
Now, Noah is a guy I went to high school with. I haven't talked to him forever. So it was cool that he was following. But I'm like, oh, he wants more cowbell. Thanks, Noah. That was good. There's all extra points for being
all
fun.
I have is so the rabbit.
I know. You got the rabbit, which is good. Dude, I tell you what, favorite tools. Let's get into this. I think the multi-purpose tool outside of the hammer is really that oscillating multi-tool and the fine brand. Yep. Get out. There is nothing better in my book than that. And I have one.
Yeah, it's magic, right? That was the tool that as a contractor you wanted for like 10 years. You're like, why is there not something to do this or cut Swift. This little piece? And the fine tool came out. You're like, oh, thank God. Finally.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause yeah.
Lifesaver.
When you're trying, it's, and I'll give a perfect example out there, guys, that, you know, this is a blade that's basically on the end of a tool and it oscillates so you can get really square corners. The battle with circular saws, right? Cutting with something round. And so you don't always cut through the bottom of it, right? Without flipping it over and destroying or overcutting. You can get in there with that fine tool and go in there and cut and just do brain surgery with this thing.
It's and literally a scalpel.
You're trying to, totally. You're trying to deal toe kicks on cabinets or something stupid, right?
Yep.
It's just magical. And you could put scraping blades on them. You can put sanders on them. You can do a detail sander out of that. Oh,
cut grout. The next, whatever.
One. Yeah. Grout is the great one. Oh my gosh. There is not a better grout removal tool than that when you put in the grout cutting blade.
Yeah, it's. I was going to say magical, and you said magical. It legitimately is like, really? They finally made this, and it does all this? You brought up toe kicks, like grout removal. Like, yeah, no, it is, irreplaceable in so many levels.
Yeah. And I tell you what, there is a difference between brands. People will say, oh, it's just moving a blade. How hard can it be? If you take a look at most brands versus the fine, the level of it comes down to the level of accuracy and the level, and this is the big one, the level of vibration that comes up through the tool. My fine one, they put in a vibration, basically dampener in it. And so none of that is shaking my hand. And so you can hold on to it and it's just like holding on to a drill when it's running. It just takes that. Now, I have a first generation, I'll just say it's red and we'll leave it out of there. That first generation of that one, it felt like you were playing baseball and you were using a metal bat and it just hit wrong and the vibration got you and light you up. It felt like that using it at times. And they really took it to the next level. So take a look at that, guys. If you're doing a lot of work as a pro or even a semi-pro, you're starting a big project, put that one on the tool list. One of the things that makes life so much easier too is they now have a vacuum attachment for it. So it snaps on with a thing around the blade. You could put your dust extractor to it. And so that will extract 95% of the dust where you're doing drywall or if you're doing tile or anything else. So it'll actually take that and suck up the sawdust or waste material that's flowing off in dust. So you can do that without making an entire mess of the house, which is cool.
Great for grout removal. That's new. Gosh. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, so that's a new one. It's really cool. So that's one of those you just go, man, okay, that's a good one. So, brother, that's a great one. Another one here, and this is almost like the hammer, a high-quality tape measure and laser measurer.
I like a tape measure.
I know. As it's a about kitchen feel. Designer, I liked having the laser measure because I could get, and I had a Bosch one, which was my favorite. I could get a 16-foot wall measurement exact without having to have somebody hold the tape.
Yeah.
And when I'm out there by myself trying to lay out a kitchen and I didn't know exactly where they were holding it, that could be a big mistake, right?
Yep.
And so for me to be able to go, boom, I've got a red or a green laser. I can look at it and go, bam, it's going to that trim. Here it is. I know what it is versus I hope she or he, even worse with he, because he, most of the guys helping were like, I know what I'm doing. And they weren't doing what I wanted them to do, but they were doing what they wanted to do.
When you see the laborer counting lines on the tape measure, it's the 6, 7 line after the four. Oh, no. Never mind.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's like, dude, come on. You didn't take shop class, clearly.
Yeah. There's a reason they call it the smart end.
Yes, there is. All right, man. Can you grab your wife? She can read a tape measure. Bring her over here.
Aye, aye, aye. Ouch.
Just saying. It's crazy. But you know what I'm saying, though? It's just having a good quality one, not something that's going to snap back and rip your hand off, but something that you can lay out. And if you can get 8, 9, 10 feet out of that thing out there hanging where you're trying to get a measurement, I'm happy. And I know what it's going to do.
Yep.
It works.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're exactly. It's just like a hammer. And I couldn't work with a bad tape measure. Drove me many, many a bad tape measure found its way to flight via my hand.
It's just, absolutely.
Yeah.
And yes, the end of it is supposed to move. You go, oh, it's worn out. It's worn out if it's torn.
How many of those? Yeah.
We've all done that. But really, that tape measure is the important part here on making sure you know how to use it. You can do it safely. There's a lot of new ones out in the market out there that are laser and tape that are cool.
Yeah.
And those are neat. I have a couple of them. I don't ever use them because they're so bulky that I just, I want to be able to throw it in my tool belt and be fine. I don't want to have to sit there and, okay, this is sitting over here. I don't need it to be the size of an old 1970s walkie-talkie. I don't need the MASH rerun walkie-talkie.
Suck it up.
I know it. So that's another one right there. And again, I have another one that I want to talk about just real quick before we go out to break here in a minute. There's an asterisk on this. And it's good tool storage so you can be organized. Whether it's that pack out that you can roll out or just the big toolbox you have in the garage so you can go, okay, this is my screwdriver drawer. This is my tape measure drawer. This is to have a home to put it so the next time you can go get it is to me just as important as the quality of the tool to some extent. Because if you don't know where it is, it's like tape measures. I have to have 5 or 6 tape measures, and I always have one in the truck as a backup.
Storage is huge. And even as a contractor, right? You remember, we always had the big box truck, right? And you put shelves in there, and you got labeled Tupperwares. You're like, paintbrushes are in here. Roofing nails are in here, blah, 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 blah. It's such a time saver. It always gets mixed up. But you're like, hey, go to the truck and get me this. That could take 20 minutes with the right clown on the other end of that comment. You know what I mean? Request. Well, where is it? It's in the big red toolbox that says it's here.
Yeah, right? Dude, I saved more money for companies. Let's talk about this when I came back. I saved one company almost 6 figures a year. Just one thing that they did differently.
You're cliffhanger.
I am. And we'll talk about it just as soon as Around the House returns. Don't change that dial.
Hey, everybody. Before we go to break, we want to personally invite you to join Eric G. this Saturday, April 25th at 11 a.m. at Park Rose Hardware in West Lynn, Oregon. We're celebrating their big 60th anniversary with a fun in-store party. And he'll be there live to talk home improvement, answer your questions, and hang out with all of you. Plus, they're running a fantastic 20% off sale. Because who doesn't love saving money on their next project? Come on out, say hello, and let's talk tools, tips, and upgrades. He will see you there, Saturday, April 25th, 11 a.m. at Park Rose Hardware, West Lynn. Tired of home headaches, leaky faucets, cluttered garages, and DIY disasters got you down? Tune in to Around the House with Eric G., your guide to simple fixes, smart upgrades, and home hacks that save time and money. Now, subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel at Around the House HQ for tips, tricks, exclusive interviews with industry-leading experts in design and construction, all in stunning 4K. Search at Around the House HQ on YouTube and hit subscribe today. Don't miss out. Make your house a home with Around the House HQ.
Hey everyone, it's Eric G. from Around the House. I'm teaming up with Cam Anderson, the epoxy live edge master from Blacktail Studio, for his biggest project yet, a full home remodeling on his stunning Blacktail Ranch. We're talking about this charming but dated farmhouse from lead paint chic to a modern functional dream home. Structural fixes, smart layouts, custom woodworking flair, real budgets, hiccups, pro tips, all documented step by step.
If you're a Blacktail fan or love epic renovations, this is your series. Head to my YouTube channel right now, search Around the House Eric G, subscribe, and check out the Blacktail Ranch playlist. Cam's intro video is live, and a fresh episode will be dropping very soon. Don't miss this transformation and subscribe today.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining us. We've been talking about our favorite tools. We got off on a little side subject here where before we went out to break, I was teasing you guys about how I saved a company about six figures a year. And it was all an organization. And you know this, Johnny, because when you're sending people out to the job site, if they have to go stop at the Home Depot, Lowe's, Lumberyard on the way there. It's how a crew loses an hour and a half a day. They roll in, they go hit the coffee pot at the lumber yard, they chit chat, they're organizing stuff in the truck, they're going to get stuff. And I said, guys, and they have six or eight crews.
Yeah.
And they were a foundation repair company. And I went, if you brought in a laborer that was smart, doesn't need to have any construction experience, and they come in and work from when the trucks get in at 5 o'clock at night, if they work a 5 to 1 a.m. shift, and what they do is they start out the day looking at tomorrow's orders and go out and run to the stores, like they were always getting stuff from the home centers. I get it. You carried some inventory, the stuff they use all the time. And then they went to into the evening when it's a heck of a lot easier to get into the pro checkout.
Yes, it is.
Go in there, get stuff loaded up.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
8 o'clock at night's a great time to hit the pro checkout because there's not as many people there. And they came in and their trucks were stocked and loaded.
Yeah.
And ready to
go to work. No hour and a half coffee break first thing in the morning.
Yeah. They're showing up at the job site at 8 a.m. instead of 10:15.
Yep. You see me over here shaking my head because I literally used to call people out. I'd get the receipts. I'd look at the receipts. And I'd be like, wait a minute, three trips to Home Depot Wednesday? Both of you? Took two of you to go get a copper 90?
Yeah.
Yeah, that literally, like, I know the numbers you're talking about are real because I would do the math and go, guys, I'm not going to pay you $1,000 a month to go shopping together unless you get married.
Right?
Not happening anymore. Stop.
Yeah.
No, stop. Craziness.
Yeah. And so, putting that runner position in there changed how they did work because all of a sudden, and this comes down to how does this relate to the homeowners out there? Making sure that you have some of those basics in your house. Do you have some screws and some nails and some caulking and some just inventory of what you need around the house that you're doing all the time? And you can be the person to do that. If you've got, let's say you're out and you've got five toilets in your house because you got a big house and they're all like 1980s and they're all the same ones. When you buy one repair kit, buy two because you're going to need it in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Just having a little bit of inventory.
That's a perfect example because, yeah, they always go up, right? The float goes out and the chain breaks and they're all going to do it at the same time, man, because they were all built.
Absolutely. They've all been in that water for the exact same amount of days and years and whatever.
Yeah.
Just get it. Have a tarp so that you can, if you break a window with a tree branch coming down, you can staple something up there. Just some basics will go a long way. So another side one there. Now, here's another one that I think is really important too. And I guess you're going to agree with this probably too, Johnny, on my list here. Having a good circular saw and blades.
My skill saw was like an appendage. Like it same thing, just like my hammer. My skill saw, my hammer, and a good screw gun. That's how I started my company. Those were the three tools I had. And a sawzall. Yep. That was it. That was it.
Absolutely.
And you saw how it ended up. But my point being, you could do almost anything with a skill saw, a good hammer, and a screw gun. You're pretty much
absolutely
set.
Yeah. And having those blades, because you need that, having that good framing blade is good. Having a panel blade for cutting.
Yeah.
And then my favorite, the demo blade that'll cut through the nails and the screws and that kind of stuff.
It's not my favorite because it hurts when that stuff hits you in the arm and the face. Oh, yeah, and the chest, you gotta wear a jacket with that.
It can be 80 degrees, and that's where you put the hoodie on and the face shield, and you're good. Uh-huh. So that's when you get your workwear out. You got the Red Wing hoodie on, and you're out there going, "All right, I'm gonna be safe with this."
Yeah, I never did that.
Like, I know. We all just went ow.
Yep. Yep.
That's how it happened. So, Johnny, what's your favorite tool? I bet you there's one that's, as a contractor now that you've developed, I think we're walking into a promotion here.
You're talking your way into a sponsor.
I think we got a sponsor.
Well, I'll tell you what. So, yeah, I'm going to tout my own product here for two reasons. As a
contractor,
right?
You should.
For two reasons. There's a bunch of reasons, but two that are really relevant right now. One you just brought up. First of all, I just hated doing estimates, and I'd put them off, and I'd lose jobs because I put them off, and I knew it, and it makes no sense. Like, it made no sense. I knew if I didn't get the bid out, I was going to lose the job. They'd go with somebody else, and I'd still procrastinate and just, oh, well, I'll find another job. So InstaBid takes all that out of the mix. Like, it does all the bidding, sends the emails for you. There's a deposit Stripe button in the email you get. I don't have to do estimates anymore. Done. Like, literally, the client fills in some info. I can set my prices how I want them. Bid goes out without me. I'm on the job while the bids are going out. Literally. Done.
To do is double check them to make sure that the homeowner was understanding and how they put the information in.
Totally. And there's going to be a conversation, right? But now you've got somebody who's got your price and is interested and ready to go. Or you've already talked to them and they're hitting the pay the deposit on the Stripe button and booking your calendar, like, done.
Boom.
Yeah. The hours I would spend working out bids and working out numbers. And that's why I put them off. I didn't want to spend the time. This is done in 2 minutes. So there's that. The second thing it does is print out the entire material list, right? It's a roof. It's got your drip edge in there. It's got your mastic in there. It's got your, you know, how many nails.
Felt, anything else you got to have in there.
Coiled nails. Everything's in there. Printed material list. You can print the CSV file. You can email it. You send it to your supplier. Guess what? It's on the loading dock on Tuesday morning for your guys to show up, load it into the truck, and leave. Not cruise around Home Depot to the coffee. Shopping, checking out the new hammers, checking out the tape measures. Oh, look at this thing. Oh, dude, I know exactly. So, speaking of saving money on keeping your guys out of the shopping center, this does that for you. Here's the material list. Call ahead. Supplier's got it loaded, ready to go. Bam. For $100 a month, you just saved it right there in 1 week of the way my guys used to shop.
Right.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Definitely a favorite tool of mine.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. Another one for me, too. Another little asterisk is a good job site radio.
Yeah. I buy cheap ones because they always got destroyed.
Yeah. Well, I've got and this isn't a commercial by any means, but I've got the Packout M18 Milwaukee one. And so it snaps on the top of your toolbox and it's got radio. And I'm using it in our new video production studio right now as I'm building that out. And man, that's a 42 by 26 foot building. 1,000 square foot building, it fills that thing with sound, which is awesome. Now,
yeah, nice.
There's an asterisk to this one too, because you got to use, when there's homeowners around, you can't have.
Yeah, it's not a rave, it's a construction site.
It's a construction site. If you've got the conservative talk radio on, your guys are listening to, and there's purple hair of the person that's owning the house, it might not go well. So just. Yeah. Common sense goes a long ways on maybe listening to something that's good. Little Van Halen shouldn't be putting anybody out, a little country, but really just common sense goes a long ways right there.
I've got a few of those calls. Could you tell your guys maybe to not have the radio so dang loud with that crazy rock music on? Yeah,
exactly. Okay. Exactly. I get that. And it works that way, but it's just one of those things that I go, man, okay. It's one of those things that we should be a little more careful of, but having that is
just
nice.
New homes, that's the best. Framing up new homes, you're out in the sun, you're spitting, you're swearing, turn the music up, get busy.
Nobody knows any different, right?
Mrs. Smith's kitchen, little bit different environment.
And Johnny, it's even worse now the last 10 years that you've been out of it because you got all these people working from home.
Oh, right. Yeah.
you got homeowner and they're having a Zoom meeting and somebody's out there with the rotohammer trying to put the new bolts into the foundation right outside the window. And it just goes sideways, sideways.
I mean, I love you homeowners. You guys are great. And you gave me a career for 30 years, but nobody wants a homeowner around all day, every day.
No, there's a lot of things you can do. And sometimes moving out of the house is just a smart one when the big remodel is going on, especially when you're working from home. That's good. Well, Johnny, we have blasted through that so quick, man. We are out of time and always good. We got a great conversation coming up here in the next hour. But if you want to find out more about us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. I'm Eric G, and for John Dudley, you've been listening to the first hour of Around the House.
Hey, everybody, before we go to break, we want to personally invite you to join Eric G this Saturday, April 25th at 11 a.m. at Park Rose Hardware in West Lynn, Oregon. We're celebrating their big 60th anniversary with a fun in-store party, and he'll be there live to talk home improvement, answer your questions, and hang out with all of you. Plus, they're running a fantastic 20% off sale. Because who doesn't love saving money on their next project? Come on out, say hello, and let's talk tools, tips, and upgrades. He will see you there, Saturday, April 25th, 11 a.m. at Park Rose Hardware, West Lynn.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show, or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos. My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.